Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. They do work to identify contagiousness. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As many sports teams in America use the names of Native American ancestry, political pressure has the Cleveland baseball team changing its name very soon, and the Washington football team dropped their name altogether. It has been announced the Washington, D.C. football team has come up with a new name.
The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo next month. The NFL franchise making the announcement on Tuesday in a letter written by the team's president. While Jason Wright didn't give a hint as to what the team name will be, he did say the team will not be called the Red Wolves or the Wolves. The team has been known as the Washington football team since 2020 after retiring the Redskins name and logo. The new team name and logo will be revealed on February 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Good news for the James Webb Telescope. Controllers on Tuesday completed the deployment of the Space Observatory's SunShield successfully. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the mostly partisan January 6th Commission continues its investigation, it should be noted the only gunfire that day came from a Capitol Police officer that shot and killed an unarmed U.S. veteran. Lawmakers in D.C. have determined the Capitol Police officer will not face any charges. The family of slain Ashley Babbitt called the shooting a murder and complained the officer's actions cannot be justified. So as we head into January 6th on Thursday, one lawmaker is calling out the commission as propaganda. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, speaks out on Newsmax.
They have nothing else to do. They have failed on every single policy that the Democrats have brought forward. Inflation is out of control. The border is wide open and nothing is being done about it. The Democrats don't even care. Crime is skyrocketing. And our country is falling apart. But what is terrifying Americans even more is this type of authoritarian control that Joe Biden and all of the Democrats are welding all over the country. So they're very concerned about what they're seeing from January 6th. With Nancy Pelosi and her awful January 6th committee, it's nothing but Russian collusion 2.0. and they're going to continue to run it into the ground day in and day out, trying to hurt Republicans going into the midterm elections.
President Trump has canceled a press conference scheduled for 6 January at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Trump blamed the total bias and dishonesty of the fake news media as one of the reasons. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, Happy New Year, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Rick Manning is going to be joining us in just a moment, the president of Americans for Limited Government. You know, we've been talking that leadership, when you think about it, is mostly proactive. And when you think about that and you get your brain around it, and you, whenever you've been around good leadership, you have seen it in action. It is ahead of the curve. It's always telling you what is coming. This is what good leadership is all about. By comparison, the leadership that we have coming out of the White House, it's miserable. And I don't know why people are surprised about this, Rick, because that's been the management style of one Joe Biden. Even, you know, we saw very close up and personal with 8 years as vice president under Barack Obama. So why should we expect anything different? I mean, this is just who he is, right?
Yeah, we elected a guy who was a lifetime politician who really never had a private sector job, and we elected him to the highest office in the land. And quite honestly, you elect a backbencher, you get backbench activity, and that's what he was
exactly.
In Congress. Even though he was chairman of Congress.
Well, it's what he was in college and in law school, Rick. I mean, look at his record. I mean, if you want to know what somebody was going to do, look at what they've done. And it's like somebody didn't, run any kind of vetting, throughout his career. He somehow was able to fool the people in Delaware that he would be their representative. And he's just kind of Peter Principled himself into the White House, which is amazing.
That is exactly right. This is an example of the Peter Principled. But, the fact is, this guy spent a lifetime of falling up.
Yes.
He ended up, Barack Obama put him on as his vice president because he needed somebody who would appeal to blue collar voters. And had an appearance of having a foreign policy background. The problem with Biden's foreign policy background is his former Secretary of Defense, as Obama's former Secretary of Defense said, he was 40 years of being wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, apart from the fact he was always wrong, he did have a background. But he was put on there because, Obama needed somebody who was older and could calm the nerves of blue collar Democrats. And Joe Biden served that purpose. But even Barack Obama commented in a somewhat crude way that he was able to mess up a two car funeral procession. He gave us every signal that Joe Biden was not competent.
Right.
When he
even told Joe, he says, Joe, you don't have to do this. So, right. So what motivated that? Was it just okay that he knew that that Joe's mental capacity was failing? Obviously, he had to be aware of it, and maybe that's part of what motivated that statement. And meanwhile, he's had cover from his wife and everybody else. Go ahead.
Biden also had, in fact, is Obama wanted somebody else to be the nominee, and the field just was so poor that. It just didn't. The primary voters didn't like anybody who was being chosen, who was being running. And Biden, because he was Barack Obama's vice president, and because he, convinced James Clyburn from South Carolina to support him, he won South Carolina largely because of black voters in South Carolina who James Clyburn delivered, and that paved the way for him to get the nomination. It's as simple as that. It's one of those things where our system for choosing a president is really extraordinary. And you get a lot of people who really get to know people, and it's an amazing system. And I think it's pretty good system. But in this instance, the rest of the field was so weak that a guy who couldn't get through the initial debates, through the endorsement of one person in South Carolina who delivered voters for him, ended up winning the primary in South Carolina, and there was nobody there to block him. It was, it was pretty astonishing to watch. But now we're paying the price for that. And no, he's not a leader. Some of the things are just amazing, Bill. And this is just talking about capacity to do job. He had yesterday on his presidential candle, on what he did as president, okay, on his official calendar, he had two items, and it was done by 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
He had a meeting, he had an internal meeting, and he met with some people regarding some agricultural issues.
Right. They're still trying to figure out the cost of beef. I know. And here it is, just a year previous, we had a president that operated on 3 hours of sleep. He was nonstop.
Eight balls at his time. Yeah.
Right. And also all the attacks from the opposing political party that was trying to find every reason to impeach and falsely accuse him. And, here it is. I mean, they try to run comparisons. I mean, this was really a joke. I don't know if you saw Byron York's piece yesterday about, talking about the difference between Biden and Trump and, their popularity and this sort of thing. And one of the things that York clearly omits is the amount of in-kind advertising and promotion by the mainstream media that Joe Biden has gotten versus all the negative media, purposeful, 100% in some cases, is what Brent Bozell said, 100% negative reporting on Donald Trump. And even still, the differential between, Biden and Trump is still fairly close, even with those kind of pressures and headwinds, presented to Trump. That he had to deal with and people who supported him, for 4 years. And what did they prove? Nothing. I mean, Swalwell, Nadler and the rest of them, are just absolutely convinced that, Trump was illegitimate. And then they wonder why the American people, you got the other half now going, wait a minute, we've got a suspicious election. We got all this fraud stuff coming up. And now Georgia's back into play again. I mean, we thought Georgia was already, they said, forget it. We don't want to hear anymore. And now we hear last night that, they're going to look into this, that they're starting to get evidence. And the very person that was resisting all this is now saying, hey, I'm open. If we get all the evidence that seems to be coming this way, I'm open for an investigation.
Yeah, well, that is true. And I will tell you, that is a forward-looking investigation, because Stacey Abrams, who ran the vote harvesting operation in Georgia, is, in fact, going to be the candidate for governor. And so this investigation is really about Stacey Abrams and not about Donald Trump. But yeah, the fact is that people had a reason to, even if you presented the facts and the pictures that came out, any reasonable person would say that there was something, that something was wrong in the election. Whether it was enough to make it so you, to change the outcome, you know, that's a debatable point. But that something was wrong in the election.
But shouldn't we know that, Rick, though? That's my question, and that's what the people, our listeners, want to know, is that we feel that we should know. I mean, Republicans and Democrats. Got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning continues with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. And, you know, we were talking about the Biden administration. And I've often said, if you want to know what somebody will do, look at what they've done. I mean, if you go back historically, Rick, you know, the Obama administration's ability to stop the swine flu, as you remember,
early on. I mean, what would it take them, 7-8 months to finally respond? I mean, if we were counting on them to come up with Operation, you know, Warp Speed, I mean, they have redefined it to give us just the opposite. It's Operation Snail Speed. I mean, they've known they've had problems every step of the way, whether it's at the border, whether, you know, supply chain issues, whether it's, you know, that we needed more tests. They talk about it, but nothing's done. I mean, there's nobody, there's no champion there in that administration, you know, running down the hallways, like Donald Trump. What I admired so much about Donald Trump early on, if you remember, he would ask, you know, his staff every day. I mean, the number one question he would ask them, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? Well,
right.
When you have the chief executive officer reminding you that jobs is most important, you know, that is the focus. And look what happened. You know, job increase, you know, just went like crazy. I mean, everything about Donald Trump was, as Peter Navarro says, it's Trump time. And there's no Trump time on display during the Biden administration. It's almost like they purposely want to resist any reference or take any, you know, advice or counsel or experience from the previous administration. But no, you know, and then you get Jen Psaki saying, well, you know, the previous administration left us without nothing. It's like,
yeah,
come on,
yeah, they,
you know,
Bill, it's so absurd because you look at it and yeah, Trump time is the right term and that is made, but Donald Trump always had 6 to 8 different balls in the air, and he was an expert at, he was used to managing, you know, multiple projects around the world in different time zones.
This is what CEOs do, Rick. CEOs, this is in their blood, right? Exactly.
This is what, but when you are and Joe Biden, you know, has never had to do that. He's always had, you know, the Senate doesn't move. The Senate acts in slow motion anyway, and he's 40 years of getting used to doing it that way, and he expects the world to operate in 1950s time, and it doesn't. And so he, you know, and that's just, and that's who we elected. It's, and quite honestly, the irony of it is that Trump was wearing people out, whether or not, you know, I mean, I can tell you just personally, I'm a huge supporter of Trump, but I mean, every day I wake up, I didn't know what battle I'd be fighting. And it was wearing me down. You know, it was just wearing me out. But it was a good thing, you know, because he was always on the offensive, and he was doing some stuff, and but it was really difficult to work around. And I know a lot of his staff were pretty worn, still pretty worn out from the experience.
Right.
But, you know, but the guy is a dynamo and still remains a dynamo. We see the opposite of that now. Jim Psaki, just goes specifically to Psaki's statement about they were left with nothing. Okay, folks, everybody on this air knows that's not true, but we've got to remind people that that's not true. The nothing they were left with, Donald Trump started from an absolute behind the eight ball with a virus that was unleashed on us by the Chinese, where they deliberately sent it around the world after they knew that it was both virulent and deadly. They sent it around the world to incapacitate the rest of the world. Every action he took that was proactive, the Democrats opposed, including stopping flights from China, which he was called a racist for doing.
Xenophobe.
In January. Yeah, in January of 2020. And so there were not enough ventilators in the system. And so it's his fault somehow that there weren't enough ventilators in the system. So within a few months, we were overrun with ventilators, which is a good thing now, I guess. But
keep in mind, Rick, keep in mind the ventilators, PPE, who was responsible for the maintenance and the upkeep of the numbers of ventilators and PPE? It was the individual states, not the federal government. And it was Trump who came in and saved their bacon. And then you got Cuomo and these others, you know, complaining. Well, look at, they were the ones that, you know, got rid of it. There were other powers to be within the government during Fauci and the NHIA that went ahead and sold PPE to the Chinese. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you know, what's good? Didn't you even stop to think for a minute that, you know, all of a sudden somebody wants to buy a bunch of these, you know, PPE, a bunch of these materials? Did you even stop to think, well, what's going on? What do they know that we don't know? And we're emptying up our cupboards, sending them to the Chinese. And then what does the Chinese do? They turn around and they upcharge and sell them to everybody else.
Right. They're classic Democratic Party members, the Chinese. They create a crisis and then they profit off of it.
But exactly.
The PPE is a perfect example because Trump got beaten up on the PPEs, but very rapidly we had production of PPEs in this country and we met that need. And it was every step of the way, President Trump was proactively trying to deal with a lot of problems. And so what Biden inherits is he's got three working vaccines that are approved by the FDA. Okay. Whether you like the vaccines or not, there were three vaccines, which allowed a lot of the economy to go because a lot of people were afraid of going out unless there was a vaccine. Let's just remember what was happening in history. Mm-hmm. He walked into having that. He had a distribution plan that was in place and operating and was already going. And his own stated goal within 90 days of how many vaccines he was going to get, the Trump administration would have, just with the system they had, we're going to reach that goal within 30 days after January 2021. So
right.
That was, everything was in place. They had the distribution in place. The only thing that wasn't in place is something, plans for anything that happened after Trump was president. And so for them to say, oh, we started from nothing, is a lie. What they did is they had in baseball parlance, they were rounding third and heading for home, and the ball was still at the outfield fence. All they had to do was get home. And they failed utterly and miserably because they had put all their eggs in the wrong basket. They put all their eggs in the vaccine basket, trying to compel people about vaccines and making it an adversarial thing rather than putting their eggs into a treatment basket.
Mm-hmm. They're not interested in solving the problem, Rick. I mean, that's clear. I mean, because this problem gets them reelected. That's what it worked very effectively for him in 2020. Here it is. And this is why I believe conservatives and Republicans cannot take the midterms for granted, because progressives are not going to let go of ground easily. I mean, they continue to hold to this narrative. They're backed still by the mainstream media, even though the people are seeing it with their own eyes that it's a big lie. And we're saying, look, believe your eyes. Your eyes are telling you the truth. You know, every time Joe Biden opens his mouth, sadly, he's disingenuous. He's not telling us the truth. With Joe Biden, I'll tell you, the only time that Joe Biden will move fast is when Hunter Biden is ahead of him making another deal with another foreign country to put money into his private enterprise. Then Joe Biden might move a little bit quicker, sadly.
Seems to be the motivator, sadly. But one thing that people should remember is that the 2020 elections were largely predicated in a number of the states, with Democrat governors in particular, on changes in the voting laws and voting procedures based on emergency powers that the governors took because of the pandemic. And so you had wide open voting in terms of mail-in ballots and the like that weren't part of what the law was in Pennsylvania, weren't part of what the law was in Wisconsin. They changed the law in Michigan. They changed the laws to accommodate the pandemic and not wanting to have large groups of people.
They stuffed the ballot box. That's the bottom line.
Allowed them to do just that. And
exactly.
With this pandemic, and with what's going on now, just pay careful attention. And if somebody starts talking about imposing emergency powers again from the governor's office,
Yeah, we know. Rick Manning, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Half the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. They do work to identify contagiousness. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Well, we heard in the news again that the Georgia official, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who opposed Trump all the way, and any kind of suggestion that there was impropriety, that we just couldn't have confidence in the numbers that came out of Georgia. Of course, he resisted every sense of the way, and of course, the Democrats loved it because here he is, a Republican, you know, telling Trump that there's no way that any of this happened, and now, here we are a year later, and there's solid evidence of ballot stuffing, impropriety. You had all these ballot boxes in the wee hours of the morning being stuffed, and video evidence. And now he's saying, well, look at, this is a bit compelling, and we need to take a look at it. If the evidence is there, then they're going to open up an investigation. See, this is a problem, you know, that's just so frustrating for all of us. And, going back to our discussion with Rick Manning, and of course, we've got Bill Pascoe, the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and the TPP man in Washington on the line with us right now. Bill, this is what's so increasingly frustrating about this whole situation is that we know there's an 800,000 pound gorilla in the room. I mean, it's like when your kids lie to you. You know they lied, and it just keeps you up at night, and you go, gosh, I just wish that they would, you know, be honest and tell me the truth, and it just keeps nagging at you. And this is what the 2020 election is. It's a big lie, and it keeps nagging at people, and regardless of, you know, whatever talking head on whatever cable channel or network wants to say, well, no, it never happened. There's no, voter fraud. This is all the big lie. It's all a conspiracy and everything. That's what you want us to believe. But methinks you defend yourself too heartily, because if, in fact, that was true, there would be some sense of peace about it, and you'd feel like, okay, you know, it's viable, you know, that this, you know, that Joe Biden out of his basement could get 81 million votes. Maybe he's right. Maybe he was the best man for the job, and I just don't see it. Maybe I'm just too emotional. I'm seeing this so much with my heart and not with my eyes and my mind. But it's not even close, Bill.
Goodness. Well, and a happy new year to you, my friend.
After all that.
here's the way I look at it. I think the election was stolen long before November. I think the election was stolen when state officials all over the country used the pandemic as an excuse to ignore the laws that were on the books of their states as to how we're going to administer elections. And, you know, all over the country, we had secretaries of state who took it upon themselves to send out absentee ballot requests to lists of every registered voter they had in the state, even though their own state law said, you don't do that. You send an absentee ballot request, or you send an absentee ballot application form to somebody who requests one.
Exactly.
There's a big difference. Why? Because I can tell you, I wrote a piece many years ago. I was curious about this. We have a problem all over the country, particularly in big cities, and it just so happens by coincidence. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but it just so happens that most of the big cities in this country are run by Democrats. Okay, that's it. We all know that urban areas are very strong for Democrats. Rural areas are strong for Republicans, and we fight over the suburbs. Okay. In many, many urban areas, they haven't done a very good job keeping voter lists accurate. Lots of people move in and move out of urban areas, and that doesn't necessarily get reflected. They don't necessarily change the voter rolls. In Detroit, in 2010, there were 800,000 voters on the rolls. The problem is there were only 630,000 people living in the state, in the city. 630,000 people live there, but they got 800,000 people on the voter rolls. Now, if you send out an absentee ballot application to 800,000 people, you're sending out 170,000 absentee ballot applications to people who don't exist anymore.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean the application doesn't exist. That means the voter doesn't exist. So somebody's now getting multiple absentee ballot applications, and we don't know that they're all going to do the right thing and return them. They might actually vote them. They might fill it out and say, well, I know the guy who used to live here. I know he was a Democrat. He would have voted the straight Democrat ticket. I'll just go ahead and fill it out for him. And we see that all over. And so last year, in 2020, all over the country, we had primarily Democratic Party secretaries of state who took advantage of the pandemic and said, I'm going to send an absentee ballot request form or an absentee ballot application to everybody who's on the voter rolls, whether they ask for one or not. And that just right there, that confounds the election. There's a reason that state laws are written the way they are. They are the result of compromise and negotiation between both parties. And they take into account all the individual, the unique characteristics of each individual state. And that all got thrown by the wayside last year because of the pandemic.
Well, and you can also go back further and go back to the genesis of California with what they did. And no doubt, the rest of the Democratic Party looks at California as the poster child. And here they are, a one-party state. And what the Democrats want, and especially with this voter law that they keep touting about, that this reform that they're so upset about, that's just going to make it free and fair for everybody, which is going to lead to the policies that gave California a one-party state. It will give us, the United States of America, a one-party government. That's what they're trying to do. with all this. They're not sincere about a free and fair election. I mean, they stuffed the ballot box clearly. They found ways to do it. They knew, even with their own party, an investigation done during the Carter administration, or Jimmy Carter was involved with this, that proved that, you know, opening up the gates in this kind of way would be deleterious and would compromise free and fair elections. I mean, they went into this, and this was... Go ahead.
Yeah, you're talking about the 2005, the Carter-Baker Commission. You had Jimmy Carter,
exactly,
the former president, and Jim Baker, the man who ran Washington for Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, basically, White House Chief of Staff, Secretary of State, Secretary of the Treasury, the indispensable Republican guy. Jimmy Carter and Jim Baker together ran a commission in 2005 to look into voting procedures all across the country. And what I think you're getting at is they came to the conclusion, that commission came to the conclusion, that mail-in balloting was rife. It was the opportunity for vote fraud. It was the most obvious place that vote fraud could take place. And so they said, and they pointed out that in European countries, our counterparts overseas, they don't even allow mail-in absentee ballot voting. It's just, it's not a possibility. If you want to vote, you present yourself at the polling place with identification. And this is another thing. Let's talk just for a second. You know, it's a good thing we had that traffic jam on I-95.
Yes.
on Monday night into Tuesday morning. That delayed the Senate's actions. You know, frankly, the longer they can delay action on trying to pass their hodgepodge voting reform bill, the happier I am, because that thing is just a disaster. But one of the things that bill would do is it would override state laws in 36 states. There are 36 states. The vast majority of the states in this country require a photo identification to be presented, a state government agency photo identification of some kind to be presented to prove who you are when you show up to vote. Okay, guess what? That means 36 state legislatures and 36 governors have taken the view that this is a reasonable thing to ask. We want you to prove who you are when you show up to vote. It's a very simple thing. It's not controversial. In fact, I, depending on how the question is worded, you get between 70% and 80% popular support for the simple idea of presenting a photo ID. And yet, the bill that they're pushing would override all of those state laws. Why? Because they don't want people to have to prove who they are before they vote. They want to make it easier to cheat. That's not what we ought to be doing, Bill.
Well, this is what the Democratic Party has become, a party of cheaters. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, Bill. And, you know, we just have to believe our lying eyes, as the Marx Brothers would say. And it's just so absurd. If we're going to get this country back on track, we have got to reconnect with that, you know, that silly five-letter word, truth. You know, what a novel idea. And that is missing greatly from our body politics and our culture these days. Bill Pasco, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
From Exergen, a critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, that's what's becoming more obvious these days as the chaos continues. And, you know, I mean, if politics is downstream our culture, I mean, it just goes to show you just how messed up we are as a culture. And that if we don't do something about our very own hearts and souls, I mean, we can't expect much better from the government that we are pouring into and supporting here. That's really what it comes down to. And if 2022 is going to be your best year ever, you know, I was just talking with some men last night, and I really feel like 2022 could be our best year ever. But as much as would count on us, we need to consider what are those things, not only consider, but react and enact those things that will support a best year ever. You understand what I'm saying? Good to have you with you. It's just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour, and Chris Chmielewski joins us now. Chris is the Numbers USA Deputy Director. Hey, Chris, Happy New Year to you, buddy. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you, too, as well.
Well, we're looking at, as you mentioned, you know, we can thank God for Joe Manchin right now, who's basically killed the Build Back Better plan fiasco. But knowing progressives as we do, I mean, they're just not going to leave it at that. I mean, they never say die. And, you know, there's going to be an inordinate of ongoing pressure on Manchin to do what they can because, you know, the window of opportunity for the Democrats and Joe Biden's aggressive agenda is closing here with the midterms. But I'm not taking the midterms for granted. Some people are, oh, there's going to be this red wave and everything. But okay, maybe that could happen, but we want to make sure the red wave are the red wave candidates that we need to have to really make a difference in our government, don't we?
Yeah, that's a huge point because, you know, remember the first 2 years of the Trump administration, Republicans controlled everything. But you had you had Paul Ryan, the leader of the House of Representatives, who was more of a, on the immigration issue, was more of a pro-immigration, open borders, pro-amnesty kind of guy. So, yeah. You know, they never really were.
Which is amazing to me, because when you stop and think about it for just a moment, why did Trump get elected?
Yeah,
it was because immigration was number one. And then you had people in his own party that just somehow, you know, they couldn't see it. They just they locked hands with the Democrats and resisted this president because he was an outsider. And I don't know if down the road there will be some regrets from this Congress, you know, that was there during that period of time in not, you know, reforming, you know, or, you know, Obamacare and doing what they said they were going to do, or even, you know, coming alongside, you know, the great things that this president was able to do in the 2 years facing not only a very aggressive media, a Democratic Party that was resisting at every turn, trying to, you know, falsely accuse him time and again, which wasn't bad enough, but then we the people had to pay, you know, some what it cost us, something like $50 million to prove that this was all one big lie, and that brought to you by you know, a political opponent, and she's walking around scot-free, and we can't even go to her foundation and say, hey, look at lady, we want some of that money that we spent based on that big lie you gave us.
Right. Yeah, and you know, it's the issues that the Republicans had the first 2 years of Trump are basically the same issues that the Democrats are having now. You know, you brought up the issue with Joe Manchin. So you have the House pass a House passed BBB bill, and on the immigration side, it included a mass amnesty for millions and millions of people in the country illegally. Plus, it would have added about a million new immigrants over the next 10 years. And Joe Manchin says, no, I'm not going to go for that in the Senate. So, you know, thankfully, unfortunately, Manchin has not come out against those immigration provisions, or Kyrsten Sinema for that matter. We would love to have somebody in the Senate speak up on those immigration provisions. But, you know, at least they're speaking up against the whole package,
right.
which at least for now has it dead. But, you know, what really scares me is this talk about ending the filibuster.
Yes.
You know, they're going to continue to apply the pressure now. It seems like Manchin is dead set on not changing the rules in the Senate, but every single day you start to hear him say, well, I'm open to this, I'm open to that. Now I'm talking about, well, maybe not 60 votes, but 3/5 of all people who happen to be present. So, you know, he kind of keeps on changing his tune a little bit, but, you know, that's the thing that scares me the most.
Well, the deal is that, I mean, we saw what happened with Harry Reid, who just passed away, when he went nuclear, and he was warned then, and the Democrats were warned then that, hey, look, it, you don't want to go nuclear. It's going to come back because it always does. You know, but all they can count on is that the Republicans, they play too nice. And that's why I'm saying this red wave that comes in, I'm not saying you be mean-spirited, but look at, you know, the rules have been established. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have been playing the game in a certain way. They're taking no prisoners here. And the Republicans are just so mushy and so collegial. And I'm not saying that's all bad, but I'm just saying, look at, you know, fair is fair. And, you know, if this is the way you want to play the game, hey, we'll play the game. You know, you want to, you know, you got problems with a Democratic senator or congressman. Well, guess what? They're off the committee. They're going to be sanctioned. They're going to be censured. You know, the same thing for minimal amount of things that you have done for Republicans. Hey, look at you reap what you sow. And Republicans really need to have some sort of mind-altering backbone change about how they're going to govern and how they're going to resist the resistance.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see, should the Republicans take over the House, whether McCarthy follows through, assuming McCarthy wins speakership, which it doesn't sound like that's necessarily a done deal. And nor is obviously Republicans taking over Congress. But,
right.
You know, Republicans, as you say, they always tend to go safe in some of these districts where they have a real opportunity to either flip them or where they have a retiring member of their own. Now, there's not that many retiring House members, House Republicans in the upcoming cycle. I think it's 11
But somewhere 11, 13 or something like that. Yeah, right. It's a small number. And you've got, what, over two dozen Democrats that are retiring. They're exiting. They're either retiring or getting, you know, moving on up, I guess, in the bureaucracy, right?
Right. Yeah, you tend to see the NRCC and the larger campaign organizations on the Republican side. They always put in the safe pick, which is good to win back the seat. But especially on the issue that I cover, immigration, it's not always the best thing, because a lot of times those squishier Republicans, those middle of the road Republicans, tend to be cozy with big business. And we know where the U.S. Chamber of Commerce stands on immigration. They want a whole lot more of it, and they want amnesty for everyone.
Right. Well, look, it's up to the voters. I mean, a big fraud was perpetrated upon the American people in 2020. There's no doubt about it. Still a solid number of Republicans, at least three-fourths of Republicans believe there were shenanigans taking place. The number on the Democratic side increases. Independents are increasing and saying yes more and more. And then, of course, you got the Raffensperger report that was out last night and again this morning, who, you know, held the line and just thought that Donald Trump was absolutely out of his skull in thinking that there was impropriety that occurred in Georgia. But now, I mean, he can't refute the evidence. You've got video evidence of people stuffing the box in the middle of the night. And he's going, well, you know, now he's open to look at it. And maybe the reason he's open to look at it, as Bill Pascoe said, is because of the threat in Georgia of Stacey Abrams. So that's the motivation. You know, forget about Donald Trump. Let's just make sure we don't get Stacey Abrams as a governor of Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, I'd say, you know, to tie it into, again, what I cover most, you know, that's another reason why you're seeing the continued crisis along the border, is admit as many new potential Democratic voters as you can possibly do, or bring in more bodies that can at least, vote. And then, you know, the burden of the,
well, it's what they did in California. Yeah. To your point, Chris, this is what they did in California. They changed the demographics there.
Right,
they flooded the state with illegal immigrants, and California, the golden state, not so golden these days, sadly. And then on top of that, I mean, what do you make of these midnight flights, throughout the country? Pennsylvania, the latest, I think what they have, over 100, 150 something illegal immigrants at 2 o'clock in the morning, I guess, were flown in. And they don't even know who they are, where they're going, you know. And of course, the liability of that falls on the citizens there of the state. This is absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, no coincidence that those dark at night flights are flying into states that are purplish. So
states
that are in play. You know, we've heard the stories about Florida in the past as well, and DeSantis was very vocal about that. But, you know, that's where you're seeing a lot of these illegal border crossers being sent to. They're being sent to states like they're staying in Texas, or being sent to Florida, Pennsylvania, and other purplish states.
So are we conspiratists, or are we wearing tinfoil hats when we see these machinations that are taking place? And this is being done by our own government officials. This is the Department of Homeland Security, which is a joke. It's the Department of Homeland Insecurity, because with them doing what they're doing, I mean, they're not securing anything. If anything, they're just making us all that much more insecure. So what are we going to deal with another 9/11 to finally realize that we can't have knuckleheads like this running the government and protecting us?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. You know, again, that's another question. You keep on saying that Republicans are always collegial and play nice. They take over the House. Will they hold DHS officials accountable for any of this? Because they haven't been held accountable yet.
Yeah. Well, on the behalf of we the people, they must. He's the number USA Deputy Director, Chris Chmielewski. Chris, as always, thank you. Happy New Year, buddy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jose works on a farm.